Hi, everybody. Welcome to Packers Unscripted from Packers.com. I'm Mike Spofford, as always, sitting next to my colleague Wes Hodkowitz. We're coming to you here from our studios at Lambeau Field and West. Packers Saints noon Central Time kickoff on Sunday at Lambeau Field is another day closer, and we are another day closer to the first NFL start for Packers quarterback Brett Hundley. He spoke to the media after practice on Wednesday. And long story short, he called himself confident, calm, and ready. Do you believe him?
I do. And this is really the same words that have been used all week long to describe him and his composure. And really that moxie you can't coach in a young quarterback. And I thought, you know, the two biggest things that came out of Wednesday's media availability, one, Mike McCarthy saying, you know, we're not expecting him to be Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to call plays like as if he was Aaron Rodgers. If he tried to do everything the same way he did before, he'd be an idiot. So for them to look at Brett Hundley, understand that this is a young man that's been here for 2 years, has experience in the system, but is still going to have to work through those early, I don't want to call them jitters because that's not the right word, but just those early bumps, you know, as a young quarterback, they're ready to ride those waves with him.
Yep.
And on the other side of it, for Hundley to step out in front of everybody and say the goals haven't changed, I thought was the one big line of his media availability. And he talked for a while. I want to guess he probably talked between all of his interviews 15, 20 minutes, it seemed like.
Yeah, probably.
On Wednesday at his locker. The goals haven't changed. They won to win a Super Bowl. The Packers felt like this team could win a Super Bowl going into the season with Aaron Rodgers. Brett Hundley doesn't want to disrupt that.
Yeah, and what I liked about what I heard from Mike McCarthy on Wednesday, he let us into his psyche a little bit in terms of how he feels about Brett Hundley, and he took a close look, obviously, at the Minnesota game. Statistically, it didn't look good for Hundley. There wasn't a whole lot when you look at the numbers. There's not a whole lot to hang your hat on there. But Mike McCarthy looked way beyond that. He said, hey, for as much as he was getting hit in the pocket behind a banged up and shuffling offensive line, for the hits that he took, the adversity that he faced in that game, he walked out there, took the ball on the 4-yard line with a few minutes left on the clock, and started marching the team down the field just like none of the other stuff had happened before. He which showed his poise, his command, and also his leadership of the team. He didn't let any of the bad stuff rattle
right.
him. And there was plenty of bad stuff against that Vikings defense, which was really having its way at certain stages of that game. And so that told Mike McCarthy a lot about this young man. And Mike McCarthy really felt from when he walked into the huddle after Rodgers' injury until the end of the game, he got considerably better. And now you shift that into, okay, he's gained that experience, he's coming home, he's going to be able to play at Lambeau Field, all of that. There's a lot of confidence in Brett Hundley here, and I think it's for good reason.
Absolutely, Mike. And I want to bring out one more point into all this. We talk so often about the draft process, and obviously it's Ted Thompson and his scouts are the ones that are doing a lot of the legwork on these prospects. Mike McCarthy, during the NFL draft, in the scouting combines, workouts, he does his own research as well, specifically looking at the quarterback position. In 2015, the quarterback he had an eye on was Brett Hundley. He researched him probably better than anybody else in that draft, understanding he might be a mid-round option and understanding that he had a lot of tools that he liked. So when the conversation comes up about how the Packers go about replacing Aaron Rodgers, this isn't just the number two quarterback who was on the roster. And it's like, okay, well, we got to go to plan B. No. Brett Hundley has always been a part of this plan.
Yeah.
Going back to the pre-draft process, there is a reason why the Packers traded up into the fifth round to get him. You don't do that for just some random quarterback. So, yeah, and for him to now have that maturation process, McCarthy was asked about that on Wednesday. Where have you seen him make the biggest leaps in his game? That's a tough question to answer because for a lot of people in that locker room, it's been across the board for Hundley. It hasn't been one specific thing.
Yeah.
But the thing that he walked into the door with from day one, and he had it when he was at UCLA for 3 years, is that confidence, is that poise, is that leadership. And that really permeates to the other positions on this roster.
Yeah, and I think the health of the offensive line is obviously going to play into exactly, you know, how much success
sure.
Hundley can have
yep.
in this first start. And we'll talk a little bit more about the injury report later in the show. But when I look at that Minnesota game, I mentioned to you right away in our show on Monday, looking back at it, that back shoulder throw he threw to Jordy Nelson down the sideline, 26 yards. that was a heck of a throw. Yeah. That was a really, really slick-looking play. You look at the fact that he scrambled and found Devontae Adams for a touchdown in the red zone. He would have had a second touchdown pass had Ty Montgomery not been juggling the ball as he was going to the ground on the little dump-off pass over the middle. So even though statistically things didn't look all that good at the end of the day, there were a lot of things to build on for the Packers and for Brett Hundley there. And you throw in the fact that one of the interceptions that he threw was a play that only Harrison Smith is going to right. make. He's the only guy in the league who's actually going to intercept that ball. I mean, that was just a phenomenal play. And as I said to you, Harrison Smith was the best player on the field on Sunday after Aaron Rodgers left the game. He was the reason the Vikings won that game, in my opinion. But there's a lot for the Packers to build off of here with Brett Hundley, and the fact that he's coming back home and going to have this game at Lambeau Field, granted, against a future Hall of Fame quarterback. Right. This is not an easy assignment. But there's a lot for the Packers to be looking forward
and
to.
And Sean here. Payton even addressed that, as we talked about. They're not taking this matchup lightly. Payton even said he had an eye on Hundley in that 2015 draft as well. The kid has a live arm. He has a lot of poise. There's a lot of talent there. And that's the reason why I think, whether you're the Saints or the Packers, they feel like this is going to be a competitive game, in a game that you're going to have to bring your A game to.
Yeah, no question about it. With that, we're going to throw it to a break. Back with more on Packers Unscripted right after this. Welcome back to Packers Unscripted. Mike Spofford here, Wes Hodkowitz over there. And Wes, we hear from fans in our insider inbox. They send in a lot of notes, obviously, every day. There are a lot of people who are wondering exactly where, you know, this confidence is coming from. You know, is it just the Packers trying to talk everybody up and keep their spirits up and all of that? Is it just a bunch of phony baloney? I don't want to turn this into Mike's monologue, but I need to give you a little bit of a history lesson. I need to give you a little bit of a history lesson here, because this confidence that Mike McCarthy has in his program, his process, and in Brett Hundley is very real. And I point to two instances in Mike McCarthy's past. He talked about one of them in his press conference on Wednesday. You go back to the year 2000. Mike McCarthy's a first-year offensive coordinator for the New Orleans Saints. And his backup quarterback is Aaron Brooks, a guy the Saints picked up actually from the Green Bay Packers to back up Jeff Blake. A game against the Oakland Raiders, Jeff Blake goes down with an injury. Aaron Brooks goes in, does okay, but the Saints lose the game. The following week, the Saints are going on the road to the St. Louis Rams to play the defending Super Bowl champions, with Aaron Brooks making his first NFL start. And the Saints win that ball game. Aaron Brooks throws for a touchdown, rushes for two touchdowns, and the Saints pull off the upset on the road against the Super Bowl champs 31-24. Now, fast forward 10 years later, 2010, Aaron Rodgers gets a concussion in Detroit. Matt Flynn goes in, does not play very well. The Packers lose 7-3. When's the last time you heard of a Mike McCarthy team losing 7-3? But the following week, with Matt Flynn at the helm, the Packers have to go to New England and face Tom Brady and the Patriots in Foxborough in prime time against a team that has a home winning streak that's at least 2 years long, maybe 2.5 or 3. I don't remember exactly what the home winning streak was, under the lights, national television. And Matt Flynn comes 15 yards away. They're on the 15-yard line on the last play of the game when Flynn gets sacked, when a touchdown pass would have beaten the Patriots in that game. I say all of that, and again, sorry for the monologue, but Mike McCarthy's confidence in what he's doing and where he's going with Brett Hundley is very real. He has the experience. He knows how to do this with a backup quarterback, and that's where it comes from.
Absolutely. I think it's a great point you make, and understanding that while the NFL teams and their playoff chances, Super Bowl chances, oftentimes are tied directly to a starting quarterback, there is something to be remembered about Tom Brady at one time being the emergency guy, Kurt Warner at one time being the emergency guy. And as you even mentioned, you know, even the smaller situations with a Matt Flynn, I think the thing that impressed me the most when you look back on that 2010 season specifically is the Packers were not known for their run game that season. Ryan Grant dealt with the season-ending injury. Brandon Jackson, who was more of a third-down pass-catching type back,
right,
was their running back. A lot of it at that point in time was on the quarterback. The Packers are hoping right now with Ty Montgomery, Aaron Jones, there's more outlets, more avenues that are going to be able to help Brett Hundley. But the point I'm trying to make is McCarthy was able to tailor that offense to Matt Flynn when he knew that Matt Flynn was going to be his starting quarterback. And I think you saw it when Matt Flynn came back then in 2013. David Bakhtiari said it, and I agree with him. You can't keep making comparisons between now and 2013.
Yeah.
Totally different situation.
I agree.
Real predicament they were in at the quarterback position, especially with the experience now that Hundley has. And that's why the Packers, as Bakhtiari said, there's more ease, he feels, about where they're at right now, which direction they're going. I personally, and obviously you don't want to have to go without Aaron Rodgers, I'm really intrigued to watch this all play out.
I am too.
Because really, if you look at it, for the people that are jumping overboard right now, that are panicking, that's all well and good. You can do that. That's your right as a fan. But the glass half full approach to that is there's a lot of unknowns. And there's a lot of things that could happen. And I think, as Bakhtiari also added, Brett Hundley's going to surprise some people.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of those guys you mentioned, Aaron Brooks, surprise some people.
Yeah, here's one I'll throw back at you. You go back to that 2010 game with Matt Flynn going up against Tom Brady. It, you know, a future Hall of Fame quarterback. Right. That's what we have here with Brett Hundley making his first NFL start against Drew Brees. Mike McCarthy started that game with an onside kick.
Yeah, I forgot that. Yeah.
Do you think he's got some trick up his sleeve, something that's going to, you know, jolt his team with some energy, some confidence, whatever you want to call it, early in the ball game? Does he dig into the bag of tricks maybe?
Totally possible. I mean, there was a time too where I think McCarthy really was probably one of the biggest risk takers when it came to those onside kicks for a number of seasons where he would just kind of spontaneously throw them out there. I don't know if that will be the play call, but
right.
It definitely wouldn't surprise me. I know we had a debate a few weeks ago about trick plays and flea flickers and that sort of thing. I've always been in favor of them. I don't think it's something you can do on a week in and week out basis, but I think there's a place for them in the league, and I don't see it as desperation as I think some fans were looking and viewing it as.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, those type of things too. Anything that you can do to get momentum on your side early is something that's going to benefit that young quarterback, and it's going to benefit your offense.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see exactly how this plays out. But with that, we're going to throw it to a break. Back with more on Packers Unscripted right after this. Welcome back to Packers Unscripted. Mike Spofford in this chair, Wes Hodkiewicz in that one. And Wes, we promised we would get to the injury update earlier in the show, so let's do that now. As it turns out, based on what we saw at practice on Wednesday, the Packers' offensive line could be in better shape than maybe people were fearing going into this game against the Saints, because while Lane Taylor at left guard did not practice at all due to his ankle injury, Brian Bulaga coming off the concussion and David Bakhtiari still dealing with his hamstring injury were both on the practice field as limited participants. In Bulaga's case, that would indicate he must be very close to clearing the concussion protocol. And it is also interesting, the ankle injury he's had is no longer part of the injury report with him. So that's another good sign. With Bakhtiari, it sounds like he wasn't all that concerned necessarily about coming out of the game in Minnesota. It was more a case of there was maybe just that chance that something could go wrong, and they didn't want to take that risk, so they pulled him out. He sounds fairly confident that he might be back out there on Sunday.
Yeah, and it seems like they had a plan, and he's been really upfront about that since the beginning in terms of what their idea was for this injury and how they were going to go about doing it. He obviously didn't go into details, but from day one, it seemed like he was pretty confident in the path that they were taking. As he said when he was talking to the media on Wednesday, he pushed it. He got out there. He was probably a little ahead of schedule. They got what they wanted out of it. And with probably the game, the direction it was going, and as he even said, you know, certain things feeling different ways, didn't want to risk straining it again. So he comes out, was able to practice on Wednesday at the time we're taping this. We'll have to see what his schedule is like for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, and Bakhtiari talked about it too. Not that there's any extra pressure to get out there to be the left tackle for Brett Hundley. His thing is, and it's been like this since day one, regardless who the quarterback is, he doesn't want to miss time.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to miss games. He wants to be out there. So it's not like there's a greater sense of urgency to be able to play in this game, but you could just tell listening to him a little bit, knowing what that offensive line has had to go through and the way that they've been hit by injuries these first, you know, month and a half of the season. There is. He wants to be back out there. He wants to be protecting Hundley.
Yeah, and a little bit of good news injury-wise on the defensive side of the ball. While Morgan Burnett, unfortunately, has not returned to practice due to his hamstring injury, Kevin King, the rookie cornerback, has cleared the concussion protocol. He was a full participant in practice. And then also, I believe, Devon House was back at practice as well. Is that right?
Yep, in a limited capacity. Yeah. So the one thing that was probably a little bit of a surprise, we knew Demaryius Randall was dealing with something in that game. It was a hamstring injury, so he was limited. And then Lindsey Pipkins ended up getting diagnosed with a concussion, so he was also limited. So there's good and probably some not so good right now at the cornerback position, trying to figure out what they have, because at this point in time, I think that leaves Josh Hawkins as the only one who's not on the injury report.
Yeah, and but hopefully, you know, we've all seen, I think you and I both feel that that this defense has looked better with Kevin King on
Absolutely.
The field as that number one boundary cornerback, and it would be big for the Packers to get him back, especially going up against Drew Brees on Sunday.
Yeah, and he said he feels great. Didn't really experience a lot of things, again, that are tied to those concussions. And we saw him last week at practice. While you have to take it serious, you can't overlook a concussion, it just seemed like he was making all the progress you want to see.
Yeah.
And this is a big matchup. We know how much the Saints turn to the air. You know what Michael Thomas can do. I would imagine if he's good to go, which it appears to be, he might even be shadowing him. So trying to figure out exactly how this is all going to play out is interesting, but for that secondary, that would be huge if Kevin King can play in this game.
Yeah, and we've got a little bit more to talk about with regards to the defensive side of the ball. We'll do that after the break. Back with more on Packers Unscripted right after this. Welcome back to Packers Unscripted. Mike Spofford alongside Wes Hodkowitz. And Wes, continuing our discussion on the defensive side of the ball. As far as pass rushers are concerned, Nick Perry and Ahmad Brooks, both limited participants in Wednesday's practice. Perry dealing with, I guess, a little bit of a knee injury, as well as his ongoing recovery from the hand injury. And then Ahmad Brooks listed with a back injury, which kept him out of the Minnesota game. But he is back on the practice field in a limited capacity. A new pass rusher has joined the ranks on the practice field. His first really official NFL practice, and that's a rookie outside linebacker, Vince Beagle, from the University of Wisconsin, fourth-round draft pick, dealing with that foot injury from rookie orientation, had surgery, was put on the PUP list. Wednesday of week 7 was the first eligible practice for him, and he was out there full go.
He was, and then obviously afterwards spoke to the media, and it was funny. You know, watching his video, seeing him talk, listening to him talk, getting a chance to go back over it, you could just see that elephant that had been taken off of his shoulders. I mean, he just seems more at ease, very comfortable, feels great. And this has been, it's been 5 months since he had that injury, had the surgery, is feeling good. What happens now is they open a 21-day window where he has to be added back to the active roster or his season is over. But the fact that the Packers did that in the first week that he's eligible to return, because they could have done this at any point between week 7 and week 17,
right,
and bringing him back and having him practice, the fact that he did that, I think, bodes well for him. The biggest thing right now is just trying to catch up. He's taken all the mental reps. He's been in all the meetings. He's learned from Clay Matthews and Nick Perry. He's been right there with those guys, but he hasn't practiced in the NFL. So trying to get back up to speed with that and understanding what's being asked of him now on the field rather than just in the classroom is really the biggest hurdle he has to overcome.
Yeah, it's going to be a process here, and I don't know if the Packers are going to activate him right away for Sunday's game against the Saints. He's going to have a padded practice on Thursday, which will be after we're taping this show.
Yeah.
That'll be his first NFL practice in pads. It's hard for me to imagine that he would actually be active in an NFL game after just one practice in pads, but I will say you never know in these situations. That being said, the Packers then have their bye week, and then we'll come back from that with kind of a longer week of,
right,
of workouts and preparation leading up to the Monday night game against Detroit. So we'll have to see how this plays out, but boy, you talk about a young man, you know, having a dream fulfilled on draft day, getting chosen by the Green Bay Packers, a native of Wisconsin Rapids, which is just, you know, a 2-hour drive from here, maybe even less than that, plays at the University of Wisconsin, is a legitimate star in the Big Ten, and is the first pick of the third day of the draft at the top of the fourth round. And then a week later, you know, sort of the dreams become shattered, and, yeah, you know, immediately where he needs to have foot surgery, which was sort of a leftover injury from his college days, the way it sounded, and then has to spend all this time sitting out and waiting to get back on the practice field. This is an excited and fired up young man, but he knows that the decision as far as when he gets out on the field in a game is not up to him, and he's just going to roll with it as it goes.
Yeah, he said that. First and foremost, it's a coach's decision. He'll go with whatever they want to go with. He feels like he could play right now, but again, there's the mental side of that as well with this being a rookie. It might be different if it's a 6 or 7 year veteran, but being a rookie and learning a new defense, that's a big part of it. He did say it was interesting, though, going through some of the special teams drills on Wednesday's practice. He said there was one particular one where he went up one-on-one against Jake Ryan and actually I think had some success in the drill against him. And then Ryan kind of laughed it off afterwards, saying, well, that's obviously a product of fresh legs, yeah, where everybody else has played hundreds of snaps and been going at this thing for 6 weeks. This is the first time Vince Beagle's getting back out there. There's probably something to be said for that as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
Late season pickup. I mean, Packers have done it in the past. Aaron Rodgers, Randall Cobb, guys that have returned later on and made big contributions. So Beagle tries to be a part of that, but definitely, as you said, being a native of Wisconsin, you know how much this means to him, a lifelong Packers fan. He's ramped up, and he's the first thing that came out of his mouth was his excitement to be, you know, teammates again here and participating in a practice with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, and we'll just have to see now what type of role the Packers decide to put him in on the defensive side of the ball and special teams potentially as well. One of those things that once he does get into a game, maybe it's 5 or 10 snaps here or there, and then it grows, yeah, you know, on from there as the season goes along. So with that, we will call it a wrap on this edition of Packers Unscripted. Be sure to follow all of our coverage of the team on Packers. On Twitter, he's at Wes Hodd. I'm at Mike Spofford, at Packers for the team account. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next time.